Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早上好。
If you may turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
我们先来读腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 1.
腓立比书第三章第一节。
We'll just read that first section.
我们就读前面半部分。
Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord.
弟兄们, 我还有话说, 你们要靠主喜乐。
And then verse 7 through verse 10 of the same chapter.
同一章第七到第十节。
But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ, and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
腓立比书第三章第七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。 因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。Amen.
And then next verse is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. And lastly, Matthew chapter 16, verses 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross. And follow me.
于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。Let's
commit this time to the Lord in prayer.
我们有点祷告。Heavenly
Father, we are so honored that you, such a mighty God, desires to speak to people like us.
亲爱的天父，我们实在是何等的荣幸，你这样全能的神，你要对你的百姓来说话。
We open our hearts to you, and we say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is hearing.
主，我们向着你打开我们的心，主啊，你来对我们的心来说话。
In your most precious name we pray.
奉你宝贵的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The topic I'd like to share this morning is regarding knowing him in the power of his resurrection.
今天早上我要分享的题目就是要来认识神，认识神复活的大能。
Now I know this is a rather large topic, and I don't presume to finish explaining this whole thing in 30 minutes.
这是一个非常大的题目，在半个小时之内，我是不可能把它讲清楚的。But
it is a burden the Lord has placed upon my heart.
但是主放在我里面的负担。And
I will only share what the Lord has given to me during this time.
我用下面这段时间把主交给我们的负担来分享出来。This
aspect of knowing Him has been something that the Lord has placed on my heart for some time.
关于认识主这件事情，主已经把它放在我的心里面一段时间了。
When thinking about this phrase, to know him, the Lord has brought me to think about the last few decades of my life in walking with him. I thought about how I was on the day that I received him and to the day that I am here today. And the question really remains is, Have I really come to know the Lord more over these past few decades?
这个问题说，在过去的十年里面，我有没有更多的认识主呢？
Have I come to experience Him in a true and a living way?
我有没有在一个活的，在一个真实的一个方式里面来认识我们的主呢？
I may have gone to many conferences, many meetings such as this, many prayer meetings.
我们经过了很多的特会，我们经过了很多祷告会，也参加了很多这样的聚会。
But do I truly know the Lord that much more?
但是我们有没有真正的更多的认识主呢？
Have I grown and have I matured in the Lord?
我有没有在主里面成长？我有没有在主里面成熟呢？
Just recently, my wife asked me a very interesting question about my kids.
最近的话呢，我妻子曾经问我一个很有意思的问题，是关于我孩子的。
And she asked, "What is it that you enjoy most about your kids?"
她问我说，你在跟孩子在一起的时间里面，你最享受的是什么样的一个光景呢？
I thought of many outward superficial things.
是那些外面的一些活动吗？
I thought about, I don't know, maybe they can do the multiplication table by themselves.
他们现在也许能做乘法表了。
They can brush their teeth by themselves now.
他们能够自己刷牙了。
They're relatively obedient.
他们是还不错的孩子，挺顺服的，挺乖的。
But the more I thought about it, the thing that I enjoy most about our kids.
但是我越多的思想这件事情的时候，发现说我最喜欢我孩子里面有一件事情。
Is the fact that they have grown.
就是他们成长了。
Is that they have matured.
他们也越来越成熟了。
And that they've come to know me as their father just a little bit more.
他们也越来越认识我这位父亲了。
And so this phrase again, to know him, is something that the Lord really wants for us to share a little bit about this morning.
我们今天早上就来分享说认识他这件事情。
Now, this word to know, actually, if you recall a few months back, Brother Sun shared about the definition of to know.
关于认识他的话呢，我们几个月前我们兄弟兄有谈过这个认识这个字。
This word to know, it can be translated in Greek in two different ways.
在希腊原文里面的话呢，有两个词来说认识。
The first translation is ginosko.
第一个字是叫 ginosko.
And the other is oida.
你另外一个词是 oida。
And this ginosko, in essence, means to objectively know and to experience.
Ginosko 是指外面的、客观的知道，我们是可以经历的某件事情。
And oida means to fully understand and to enter in a deeper understanding of.
Oida 是指更深的认识，是全部的认识。
And when meditating again about this phrase to know, the Lord brought me to this verse in Philippians chapter 3, verses 10.
当我们才谈到这个认识的时候，主就把这个经文《腓立比书》三章十节放在我的心中。
And it says to know him and the power of his resurrection and two other things that we won't share about today.
这里说要认识他，晓得他复活的大能。
So when I thought about this word to know, immediately my initial thought was, of course, we want to know God in a deeper way. So this know to know most likely is oida.
当我们提到认识的时候，我说对，我们确实要更深的认识神，就是那个维达那个字。
But when I actually looked at the translation, this to know means ginosko.
但是当我们看原文的时候的话呢，这个其实是 ginosko 这个字。
And when I asked the Lord, he revealed to me something very interesting.
当我在主面前寻求的时候，他给我一点启示。
Is that the Lord desires for us to not just know him superficially, but to experience him in our daily lives.
我们的主盼望我们不光只是在外面在表面上认识他，他盼望我们在生活中就能够经历到他。
He doesn't want just to, for us to hear about him. He wants us to walk and to know him.
他不光只是要我们说能够听说关于他的事情，他要我们与他同行。
And through this experiential knowledge of God, then we can enter into the true and full knowledge of our Lord, Oida.
通过这样的经历上的认识，让我们能够进到那个更深的、真正的对主的认识。
Isn't this such a wonderful thought that the Lord of the heavens and the earth desires for us to experience and to know him?
这是不是一个非常奇妙的一个想法？我们这位全能的主，在天上的主，居然要我们能够更深的、完全的来认识他。
You know, I was reading an article a few months back about a man who won an auction.
几个月前我读到一篇文章，讲到说有一个人赢得一场拍卖会。
He won an auction and paid $19 million to have lunch with Warren Buffett.
他赢的这个拍卖是花了1900万的钱，要跟那个首富 Warren Buffett 来吃一顿午餐。
$19 million just to have lunch to just hear a little bit about the financial secrets from Warren Buffett.
他要花1900万，就是跟这个 Warren Buffett 去吃一顿的午餐，想要了解他这个管理金融、这个、投资的这个秘密是什么。
But God in His magnificent love paid the great and the ultimate price so that we can come to know him.
但是我们的神在他大爱里面，他付了终极的代价，让我们能够来到他面前来认识他。
Our Lord desires for us to know him.
我们的主实在盼望我们能够真正的认识他。
So let's come back to Philippians chapter 3 verses 10 again.
我们再回到腓立比书三章四节这里经文里面来。
It says, God desires for us to know him in the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, and be conformed to his death.
这里说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
Again, the focus of today is to know him in the power of his resurrection.
今天的主题就是认识他复活的大能。
In other words, if we can change it to say, to experience gnosko him and the power of his resurrection.
我们也可以用一个不同的翻译，就是经历他复活的大能。
But before I move on, I must say a few words first.
在我们往下交通之前，我们需要讲几句话。
We all know that the Lord Jesus died on the cross for us on Calvary and paid for our sins.
我们都知道说，我们的主耶稣基督在加略山上的十字架上面为我们死了，付了这个我们。
We also know that in baptism we died with him and are raised in him in life.
我们也知道说，我们每个信主的人都受浸了，在受浸的时候，我们也与他同死、同埋葬、同复活了。
And though many of us who have been saved and are baptized, why is it that we still struggle with sin?
我们中间许多弟兄姊妹们，我们都已经受浸了，我们都已经与他同死、同埋葬、同复活了。可是为什么我们还在与罪做征战呢？
Why do we still get angry or envy or why do we still lust?
我们为什么里面还是有贪心、有嫉妒，甚至有一些贪婪呢？
Or why do we get anxious about our future or about what we're going to eat or drink or you know, what job we're going to have or what college we're going to go to?
为什么我们会对未来有忧虑？我们还是为吃什么、喝什么的担心？为什么我们还担心我们的孩子上什么样的大学呢？
See, God saved us.But it doesn't mean his work in us has stopped.
我们的神救了我们，但是并不表明说他拯救我们的工作已经完成了。
In 1 Peter 1:9, we know that there is a soul life that God is dealing with.
我们知道在这个圣经里面提到说，我们里面有一个魂生命需要被对付的。
And God is saving that soul life.
神要来对付我们那个魂生命。
Our spirit has been saved on the cross on Calvary.
我们的灵已经在加略山上的十字架上面得拯救了。
And now the life of Christ lives within us.
现在耶稣基督的生命就住在我们的里面。
But we have a soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions.
我们有一个魂，这个魂就是心思、情感、意志。
And this hinders the life of Christ from being expressed in us.
这个魂就拦住我们把耶稣基督的生命能够活出来。
And this is the soul life that God desires to deal with each day of our lives.
这就是每一天神要在我们里面所对付的一个魂生命。
And it is in this soul life that God desires for us to experience the power of His resurrection.
就是这个魂生命，神要我们来经历他复活的大能。
So the question is, how do we experience this soul life, the power of His resurrection in our soul life?
那很自然的问一个问题，就是我们在这个魂生命里面，我们怎么来经历神复活的大能呢？
In order for resurrection to occur, the first needs to be death.
你要想复活，你首先必须死。
Death is a denial of ourselves.
死就是否认你自己。
We see in Matthew chapter 16, verses 24, it says that if anyone wishes to come after me, which is Jesus, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me.
我们看见马太福音16章24节，这里主耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
This act of death and denial of self is not optional.
这个死，这个舍己的这个行动不是一个可选项。
But it must occur if we are to know him and to experience him.
是必须发生的。如果我们想更深的认识我们的主，更深的经历主的复活的大能，这个死是必须发生的。
When I read this verse in my youth, I was actually quite shocked.
当我在青年时代读这条经文的时候，我实在是很吃惊的。
Wait, does this mean I need to deny everything that I want for myself?
这个经文里面是不是说我需要对我的每一个愿望说不呢？
Does this mean I'm going to live a sad and a pitiful life?
这是不是说我要活一个很悲惨的一个人生呢？
Will I not enjoy anything and constantly live in need and in want?
难道我不能够享受任何的好处吗？我要活在这个需要和缺乏里面吗？
This obviously is not the case.
当然不是这个样子的。
Let me explain.
让我来解释。
To deny ourselves is a leap of faith.
这个舍己是一个信心的表现。
And this is not something that occurs overnight.
这不是一天晚上就能发生的事情。
We need to realize that before we received the Lord Jesus, we lived under a cruel master.
我们要来认识到一点，说我们在信主之前，我们是活在一个很残酷的主人的手下的。
We lived under sin and the empty promises of pleasure.
我们是活在这个罪的权势底下，我们是活在这个虚无的盼望底下的。
We were enslaved by sin.
我们是罪的奴仆。
But when we were saved by Christ, we were set free.
当我们被基督耶稣拯救的时候，我们就得释放了。
Yet our soul life constantly pulls us back.
虽然我们的魂生命还一直把我们给往后拖，拖后腿。
And brings us back to that want of the old master.
把我们要拖回到那个旧的主人里面的欲望里面去。
And we are often tricked to think that the old master brings us greater pleasure in life.
我们很多时候被欺骗说，以为说我们的喜乐，我们的满足是从那个旧主人那里得到的。
We are often like the Israelites thinking about Egypt.
我们就像当年出埃及的以色列人，常常想说埃及的生活。
Oh, we think about the leeks and we think about the meat that we once had.
那时候以色列人想说，哦，在埃及吃到了韭菜、葱姜蒜还有肉。
And we think about the pleasures that we once derived joy from.
我们一直在想说，哦，原来我们在罪的里面的那些快乐。
And we often think how pleasurable it was under the bondage of sin.
我们常常误以为说我们在旧主人里面，在罪人里面，我们有何等的快乐。
But God has something so much greater for us.
但是神为我们所预备的却是远超过这些。
He desires to lead us into the land of abundance of milk and honey.
他要把我们带到那牛奶与蜜的那个丰富之地去。
Hence the importance of us learning to die to ourselves.
更重要的是，他要让我们学习说我们要舍己，我们要向自己死。
God desires for us to deny our preference and our desires for Egypt and for sin.
神要我们学习，我们能够向着埃及的那个喜好能够说不。
Not to look at what we think is right and what we think will bring us pleasure.
不是来看说什么会使我们自己觉得说什么会使我们得到喜乐。
But he desires for us to place our faith in him.
他要我们学习说把我们的信心放在他的里面。
This sounds like a very bold statement that I'm about to say.
这好像听起来是一个非常勇敢的一个声明。
But God desires for us to deny the desires or our preferences for where we go to college, what job we have, who we desire to marry.
神要我们学习，在我们这个以后上学、找工作、我们跟谁结婚，这个我们自己的个人的偏好，神要我们拒绝这个偏好。
He desires for us to place our faith in Him and in Him alone.
他要我们学习说把我们的信心放在他的里面，并且单单的放在他的里面。
And if we do not trust our lives in his hands, we are entrusting it into the world's hands.
如果我们不能够相信说我们的自己的一生在主的手中是何等的稳妥的话呢，我们就必须好像是必须把自己的一生放在世界的手上。
The world tells us if you go to this school, this will make you happy.
世界会告诉我们说，如果你上这个学校，那么你就会幸福。
The world tells us if we attain this job and earn this amount of income,You're going to be happy.
世界告诉我们说，如果你得到这份工作，如果你赚这么多的钱，那么你就会幸福。
Recently, I spoke to a coworker of mine.
最近我跟我的同事有一个对话。
Actually, this was last year.
去年了已经。
And this coworker told me, you know, my whole life's purpose was to gain this white coat and become a doctor.
我的同事告诉我说，我这人生的目标，过去一直追求的，就是要穿上这个白大褂，成为一个医生。
And now that I've attained it, I feel so happy.
现在我成为了医生，我觉得很快乐。
What was so interesting is not shortly after, about a week later, that same coworker came and talked to me.
但是很有意思，时间很短，就是一周以后，这同一位同事跟我说。
And they said, I've been working with very, very difficult patients all week long.
所以我在过去的一周里面，我遇到了一个非常非常的困难的病人。
No one wants to listen to what I say. They trust Google more than me.
那个病人的话不相信我说的话，他们自己去查 Google 去搜索，他们相信 Google 上所说的话。
I wonder if I made the right choice in becoming a doctor.
然后这个同事就说，哦，也许我做了一个错误的决定，我不该做一个医生。
When we insist on our own way,
如果我们坚持自己的方法
，and when our faith isn't upon our own preferences and not that of the Lord,
如果我们把自己的信心建立在我们自己的个人偏好上面，不是建立在我们的主的身上的时候
，time after time we are left.Disappointed and in want.
那我们会不断的会遇到这个失望，会遇到这个绝望。
But God, in His infinite wisdom, desires for us to deny ourselves, to carry our cross, and to follow Him.
但是神在他无限的智慧里面，他要我们舍己，要我们背十字架，要我们来跟从他。
So we see that it's not only denying ourselves, but it's also taking up our cross.
我们在这里看见说，不光只是舍己，我们还需要背十字架来跟从主。
Now taking up his cross means to accept his will for us.
背起十字架来说，就是来接受我们主的意志，成为我们的主的意，成为我们的意志。
This may not be what we initially expect.
这不是我们自己原来所期望的。
But his will is perfect, and his will perfects us.
但他的旨意是全全善良的，可喜悦的。
It even changes the way we pray.
甚至包括我们的祷告生活也需要被改变。
I still recall when I was a young man.
我还记得当我是一个年轻人的时候。
And I really, really wanted something.
我那一次的话是非常想要一个东西。
I prayed to the Lord, and I even fasted.
我向主祷告，我甚至禁食祷告。
And after much prayer, the Lord actually gave that thing to me.
经过了很多的祷告之后，主还是把那个事情成就了。
But as I grew up and as I matured,
当我长大一些，当我更成熟一些的时候，
as I came to walk with the Lord and came to know the Lord and experience,
当我与主同行，当我更多的来认识主的时候，
I saw the love of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我看见我们主耶稣基督的爱。
I saw His care and His gentleness towards me.
我看见他向着我的关心，向着我的照顾，向着我的温柔。
And I knew that He would never leave me nor forsake me.
我知道他绝不会离开我，绝不会离弃我。
And my prayers began to change.
所以我的祷告就改变了。
Instead of saying, God, give me this, I really, really want it.
我不再跟主说，主啊，把这个赐给我，我太需要它了。
My prayer changed to, God, I want what you want.
我的祷告就变成说，跟主说，主啊，我要你所要给我的东西。
And like Paul, we learn to become God's bond servants.
就像保罗一样，我们学习成为我们主的奴仆。
We deny our own wants and we place our faith into His hands.
我们舍己，我们放下我们自己的愿望，我们把我们的信心放在主的身上。
And it is after that we have died that we begin to experience the power of His resurrected life.
只有当我们死了之后，我们才能够经历到他复活的大能在我们里面发动。
We read in Ephesians chapter 3 verses 20.
我们读到的我们的以弗所书三章二十节。
3:20. He says, His power is able to accomplish immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within us.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
This is not just a power, but it is a life.
这不光只是能力，这是个生命。
It is a transforming life within us.
这是一个改变我们的生命。
And it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us.
现在不再是我们自己活着，而是基督的生命在我们里面替我们活。
And our soul life with all of our, preferences and all of our wants.
我们的魂生命，我们自己的偏好，我们自己的愿望。
As it dies, the life of Christ becomes expressed in us.
就当这些死了以后，那么基督的生命在我们里面就
And His work is not limited to our simple wants and our simple needs.
他的能力不是被我们自己的愿望、我们自己的所要所限制住的。
But His work will be according to His will and according to His power.
他的工作是按照他自己的旨意，是按照他自己的能力，是按照自己的大能大力来实现的。
And our lives no longer swing back and forth based upon the circumstances that we face.
我们的生活就不再按照根据环境来摆来摆去、飘来飘去了。
We become less sad and weary during our troubled times.
我们在遇到困难的时候，我们就不会忧虑了，我们就少一些的这个难过。
And we become less proud or careless during times of abundance.
当我们有丰富的时候，我们也不会觉得骄傲，觉得自大了。
And as the hymn goes,
就像我们一首诗歌唱的，
And the things of this world grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
就在我们主耶稣基督的荣光里面，这世界上的一切事物就渐渐的变得暗淡，变得朦胧。
For the sake of time, I'm just going to end here with a short testimony.
因着时间的关系，我最后有一个很短的这个见证做结束。
This is actually a testimony about right before I got married.
这是关于我结婚之前的一个见证。
Before I got married, I had a list of the things I was looking for in the person I desire to marry.
在我结婚之前，我有个清单，这个清单里面就列了，就是我要结婚这个人应该有具备哪些条件。
It was made up of all of the things that I liked and disliked and the people that I've encountered.
然后这个清单里面呢，有一些是我喜欢的，有一些我是不喜欢的一些点。
And interesting enough, when I first met my now wife, Stephanie,
很有意思，当我第一次遇见这个博小恩，我的妻子的时候
，right off the bat, she didn't exactly fit the mold that I anticipated.
在那个第一次遇见她的时候，她其实并不适合我所要列的那个清单上面的条件。
I thought she was a very lovely sister in Christ.
我是承认说她是一个非常可爱的主耶稣基督里面的一个姊妹。
But probably not someone I'm going to marry because she didn't fit my mold.
但是呢，她不是我所要结婚的那个对象，因为她并不符合我清单里面所有的条件。
And I still remember on that first day that we met.
但是我记得在第一次约会的时候。
When we departed.
当我们要离开的时候。
I extended my hand and shook her hand like we just finished a very serious business meeting.
我就伸手来和她来握手，就像我们刚刚完成了一个就是商业的一个会议一样。
No emotions involved.
没有任何的情感的这种交流。
It wasn't till a little time later that my father actually asked me on how I was praying about my future spouse.
后来过了不久，我的爸爸就在问我说：“你为你的将来是怎么祷告的呢？”
And I responded to him, "Well, I haven't really found someone, so I haven't really been praying. I haven't found someone who fit my mold, so I haven't really been praying about it seriously."
我跟我的爸爸说：“哦，我还没有找到我的意中人，所以我要为这件事情来祷告。”
And my dad looked at me sternly and said, "Caleb, this is not something you can take lightly."
我的父亲就很严肃地对我说 Caleb, 这不是你自己想要的。
Don't take this lightly.
说这个是一个很严肃的事情，不要轻忽，
不要小看
这些事情。
Get on your knees and pray.
他说你要跪下来，你好好祷告。
And so, as an obedient son, I got on my knees and prayed.
我是一个很顺服的儿子，所以我祷告，我跪下来祷告。
I didn't pray just for 10 minutes.
我不光只是祷告了十分钟。
But I prayed for a prolonged, long period of time.
我实际上是祷告了很久
，for many days, for a few months.
祷告了很多天，祷告了好几个月。
And initially, my prayer was rather general and superficial.
一开始的时候，我的祷告是很那个泛泛的祷告。
Oh God, I haven't met the person yet. What would you like me to do?
哦，神啊，我还没有遇见我的心上人，你要我做什么呢
？But as I prayed, the Lord did a miraculous thing in my life.
但是当我祷告的时候，主在我的生命里面做了一个非常奇妙的工作。
He softened the heart of this very stubborn man.
他把我里面那个很顽固的东西好像软化了。
But he did so with such gentleness and love.
他也把一个温柔放在我的心里面。
And he reminded me of all of his things he had done in my life growing up.
他就来提醒我，在我这一生里面，主在我生命中所做的很多很多的工作。
And he told me, Caleb, do you trust me?
他就跟我说 ，Kate， 你相信我吗
？Do you think I would bring something to you that is not good for you？
他问我说，你相信我会把那个不好的事情放到你的生命中吗
？And suddenly my list of I don't remember how many stipulations were on it。
我也不记得我清单里面到底列了多少项了。
And each one of those things slowly came off my list。
那清单里面的话，一项一项呢就被主挪掉了。
Until that list became no list at all.
最后那个清单就空了，就没有要求了。
And at that time, my prayer changed.
就那个时候，我的祷告改变了。
And I prayed, Lord, I don't know what I want.
我跟主说，主啊，我不知道我要什么样的人。
I want what you want.
我要你所要的。
Excuse me. And it was at that point of surrender.That I knew the Lord had captured my heart.
就在那个时候，就在我那个顺服、完全降服在主面前的时候，主就得到我的心。
And the lightness came upon my heart.
那个光就到我心里面来。
And the more I prayed, Stephanie's name came up into my prayers.
当我越多的祷告的时候，小恩的名字就越多越多的在我的祷告里面出现。
And after many more confirmations, the Lord revealed it complete, abundantly clear to me that she was the one that God had chosen to be my wife.
后来经过了很多的印证，主就向我证明说，小恩就是他所拣选的，而成为我的妻子。
And I accepted joyfully.
我就在主面前很欢喜快乐接受这个主的安排。
So you could almost in essence say that I had denied myself.
所以你这里可以看见说我已经舍己。
And she in essence is my cross that I had taken up.
然后她实际上是我的十字架，我就接受过来了。
But this is the absolute beauty of it.
但这就是很美丽的地方。
That the cross is not a symbol of shame and sadness.
这个十字架其实不是一个羞耻、一个悲伤的一个记号。
But it's a symbol of joy in the Lord's presence.
这个十字架实际上是个喜乐的记号，是主的同在的记号。
Actually, I recall just when I was sitting there that the last time I stood here at this podium.
我记得就是当上一次我站在这里的时候
was the day that I married Stephanie.
就是我和我妻
子
结婚的那一次，我是上一次站在这个讲台上面。
May the Lord give us a surrendered heart to Him this morning.
愿主今天早晨赐给我们向他降服的心。
That we may entrust our lives into His hands.
那我们能把我们的一生能够交托在主的手中。
That we may die to ourselves and be enlivened by His resurrection life.
那我们能够向自己死，那我们能够经历我们主复活的大能在我们身上发动。
May the name of the Lord be praised.
愿主的名被荣耀。
我们为着我们弟兄的见证感谢主啊。
We thank our Lord for our brother's testimony.
我们基督徒一生的日子不断的就是显明我们是一群不完全的人，但是我们有主的恩典。
The lives of Christians, testify that although we are incomplete, that the Lord is perfect.
只要我们愿意把自己交给他。
And as long as we're willing to give ourselves to him,
他可以在我们心里面做非常细腻而深入的工作。
That he can do a deep and wonderful work in our hearts.
因为这个我们永远有指望。
And because of this, we have an eternal hope.
好，早晨我想我们来先读一段圣经啊，是马可福音的十章第四十六到五十二节。
This morning we'll begin by reading a short passage from Mark chapter 10, verses 46 through
52. 好，我先用中文读，然后请我弟兄用英文读啊。到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是迪买的儿子巴迪买，坐在路旁。他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说。大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！有许多人责备他，不许他作声，他却越发大声喊着说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧！”耶稣就站住说：“叫过他来。”他们就叫那瞎子对他说：“放心起来，他叫你了。”瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来走到耶稣那里。耶稣说：“要我为你做什么？”瞎子说。拉波尼，我要能看见。耶稣说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
Verse 46. Then they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the road. When he heard that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to cry out and say,Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many were sternly telling him to be quiet, but he kept crying out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stopped and said, Call him here. So they called the blind man, saying to him, Take courage, stand up, he is calling for you. Throwing aside his cloak, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And answering him, Jesus said, What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him,Rabboni, I want to regain my sight. And Jesus said to him, Go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and began following him on the road.
请我们注意啊，英文的翻译翻得比较好啊。他最后说 ，He regained his sight.
And in the English translation, we'll see that it says that he regained his sight.
重新得到了看，重新能够看见了啊。
That he is once again able to see.
这个我们知道，在这里讲的一个故事啊，耶稣有一天在耶利哥碰到了这个瞎子。
And we see here the story of how Jesus one day met this blind beggar.
我们注意到这里讲到是他是瞎子、啊、跟这个约翰福音里面讲到那个生来是瞎眼的是不一样的、啊、
And it is different from the event that happened in John of the blind man.
By birth.
Blind by birth, yes.
Yes. 因为生来是瞎眼的是讲到这个生命本身是不能看见。
So for someone who is blind by birth, it means that they have been unable to see their entire lives.
而主耶稣在我们生命中做了一件奇妙的事，把他的生命赐给我们，使我们如今能看见。
And the Lord Jesus has done a special work in us, and he has given us light and opened our eyes that we are able to see.
Yes. No. Bless us with his own life so we get to see.
Bless us with his own life so that we may see.
Yeah. 那这里讲到的瞎子是他在瞎的那一个情形里。
And so for Bartimaeus here, he is...in the condition of blindness.
Yes. 就是我们不知道他为什么会瞎的。
So we don't know why he was blind.
但是我们知道他从前不是瞎的。
But we know that before he was not blind.
所以最后他告诉我们他 regained, 他重新得着了视力。
So at the end of the passage here, it says that he regained his sight.
那我们这个在圣经别的地方也告诉我们有些情形当中他会叫我们瞎眼。
And in other parts of the Bible, it tells us that we may be blind for a time in a certain circumstance.
在我们的生命当中，我们曾经在主的因着主的工作，叫我们能够看见。
And through the Lord's work in our lives, that we can regain sight.
我们亲眼遇见了他。
When we meet him,
我们看见了。
We see.
但是不知道是怎么回事。
But we don't really know what it is.
曾几何时，那个曾经看得非常清楚的，变得模糊了。
Maybe what was once clear has become blurry.
曾经我们是看得清、看见的，如今变得模糊不清。
Maybe what we once saw has become blurry and we're not able to see it.
这样的学习在我们的经历当中非常的真实。
And this learning is a reality in our lives.
因为这是一条不断学习长进的路。
Because this is a unbroken path of growth.
我们年轻的时候，我们都是很健康的出生啊，我们视力都非常好。
When we were young, we're very healthy. Our vision is good.
结果我自己经历啊，一个不注意，结果就近视了，对不对
？And for in my own experience, without realizing it, I became nearsighted.
看出去的东西就模糊不清了。
Things that I look upon are not necessarily clear.
结果就配上眼镜来矫正，对不对
？So I was prescribed glasses in order to help my vision.
结果越过年岁越大，到你差不多五十多岁的时候，你发觉视力又开始从另外一个方向走了，对不对？
And、
也看得不清楚了。
And as I continue to age, maybe around the age of 50, you see that there are other vision issues, and you're also unable to see.
这说明我们看不见，从前能够看清楚，今天看不清楚，是因为我们的生命出问题了。
It speaks of how maybe although we were once able to see.When we are now unable to see, it is a problem of in our life.
Something went wrong with our life.
Yeah, something went wrong in our life.
Yeah. 那在我们的经历当中，跟我们跟随主的日子当中，主常常用这些来提醒我们，应该到他面前去。
And in our life and our experience with the Lord, He uses these things to remind us to come before Him.
因为圣经描述我们就好像羊一样，我们莫名其妙的就会自作自话。
And the Bible reminds us that
we're like a lamb.
We're like lambs who are lost, who wander and roam.
以至于我们堕到一种看不见的情形里。
To a point where we're unable to see.
在哥林多后书第四章那里告诉我们，我们的心眼会被世界弄瞎。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it tells us that we will be blinded by the things of this world.
The king of the world.
By the king of the world.
Yeah. 他会被这个世界的王弄瞎我们的心眼。
That he will the king of this world will blind our hearts, the eyes of our hearts.
然后在这个约翰福音的第十二章，他那边也告诉我们，就是我们常常因为不信而落到瞎眼的地步。
And in John 12, it also speaks of how because of lack of faith that we will be blind.
We deviated from the faith. 我们从信心的路上
from the faith
走开了。
When we walk away from the path of faith.
哦，这些都可能造成我们从前看见的，今天看不清了。
These are all things that can cause what was once clear to us to become blurry and for us to be blind.
但是今天我们读的这一段里面有一个福音在这里，有个好消息在这里。
But in the passage that we're reading today, there is a gospel, a good news.
因为我们的主在这里问，你要我为你做什么？
Because the Lord asks here, what do you want me to do for you?
因为落在瞎眼的情形里面是非常可怜的。
Because it is really pitiful, to be blind.
我想我们很多人都有这样的经历。
I think, many of us have this experience.
你看出去东西模糊不清，是很痛苦的，对不对？
It is very, painful when you're unable to see.
也很危险。
And very dangerous.
对不对？结果主耶稣说，你要我为你做什么？
So our Lord Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you?
那首先是因为这个人里面对着要看见有一个强烈的盼望。
And so we see that, for this blind man, that he had a strong desire to see.
他不满足于坐在路边，从走过的人那里，这个人那里，那个人那里，拿一点，他乞讨一些东西来满足他。
He didn't want to just receive things from the people that were going to and fro that passed by him.
他直接来到他问题的根源，他说我要看见。
But he came to the root and to the core of his need and that he needed to see.
结果在那一天他遇见了主。
And so that day he met the Lord.
并且主问他，你要我为你做什么？
And the Lord asked him, what do you want me to do for you?
他没有犹豫，对不对？说明这个心愿在他的心里非常的强烈。
And he didn't hesitate, but he spoke, and it speaks of how strong this desire was within his heart.
结果在那一天，主就让他重新能看见。
And so that day, the Lord allowed him to regain his sight.
主放在我心里面一点负担哦，就着这一段哦，我里面有个感觉。
And so the burden that the Lord has placed in my heart concerning this passage, I have a feeling.
我们刚刚进入2024年啊。
We have entered into the year 2024.
我们在主面前要有一点心愿。
And so before the Lord, we need to have a desire.
因为这个瞎眼啊，不光是就是我们过去看见的看，可能今天看不清楚。
So, blindness, it's not just that what we were able to see before we can't see today.
它也揭示了我们还有许许多多的我们没有看见过。
But it also, tells us that there are many things that we have not yet seen.
就像我们弟兄说，使我认识基督。
That, like our brother said, that I may know Jesus.
这是一个无穷无尽的追求。
This is such a deep desire.
Limitless,
an unlimited desire.
Yes, 那这愿主今天给我们这个渴慕。
So may the Lord today give us this longing.
也让我们看见我们是就是在一个瞎眼的情形里。
That we would see that we also are in this condition of blindness.
我们需要他让我们看见。
And we need him to allow us to see.
并且看得更清楚。
And to see more clearly.
看得更多。
And to see more.
啊，这是这个我里面的这新的一年当中我里面的一个感觉。
This is a feeling that I have.
因为我发觉就是这个视力模糊了之后啊，它影响我们整个生活生命的光景。
Because once things have become, blurry, it really affects, our entire life.
我们这是这一段啊。那我们
this passage.
因为时间的缘故，我们想到了下一段。
For the purpose of time, we'll move to our next passage.
这个是相似的一个故事，但是描述在马太福音的第二十章。
This is a similar story. It's recorded in Matthew 20.
第二十九节到三十四节。
Verse 29 through 34.
我来先读一读啊。
I'll read first.
他们出耶利哥的时候，有极多的人跟随他。有两个瞎子坐在路旁，听说是耶稣经过，就喊着说：主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。众人责备他们，不许他们作声，他们却越发喊着说：主啊，大卫的子孙，可怜我们吧。耶稣就站住，叫他们来说：要我为你们做什么？他们说：主啊，要我们的眼睛能看见。耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
Verse 29, as they were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him, and two blind men sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by, cried out, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David. The crowd sternly told them to be quiet, but they cried out all the more, Lord, son of David, have mercy on us. And Jesus stopped and called them and said, What do you want me to do for you? They said to him, Lord, we want our eyes to be opened. Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes, and immediately they regained their sight and followed him.
我们注意到这里的描述，这个环境也是在耶利哥啊。
We see here that in the passage it's happening in Jericho.
我们知道耶利哥这里有一些特点啊，这个是在这个耶利沙的年代，他曾经是有人遇见他，结果就告诉他这里的水很恶。
We know that in the days of
Elisha,
someone had mentioned that the waters near Jericho were not good, bad.
Yeah, 以至于这那里常常有胎不熟而落。The fruit.
Oh, that the fruits don't ripen there.
Drop from the tree
before
they're ripe.
They fall before they are ripe.
Yeah. 这个在提醒我们，就是在我们的生命当中要注意啊。这里有一个我们这个有这个危险在那里。
And this reminds us of a danger in our life.
一个果子不熟而落，就是讲到它的目的没有被实现。
Because if a fruit falls before it's ripe, that means it doesn't reach its purpose.
Yes, 它没有达到最后成熟的光景。
It doesn't reach that point of maturity.
那主在我们生命当中做了一点工作。
And so in our lives, the Lord is doing a work.
我们也跟随主一段日子，我们有长一点点长进。
And as we follow after the Lord, we also mature.
这有一个目的要实现。
And there is a purpose that needs
to be fulfilled. 所以马太福音这里啊，他是讲到两个人。
And so here it speaks that there were two people.
我们知道圣经里每次讲到两个人，就是讲到地上的见证。
And when the Bible mentions two people, we know that it speaks of a testimony.
这里两个人是瞎的。
So these two men were both blind.
这讲到有一个见证上的看见。
And so there is a testimony of lack of
vision. A vision for testimony.
A vision for testimony.
这里有两个人，他们在这里，他说是瞎子。
And so these two were blind.
我们知道主把我们这些人都放在一起。
We know that the Lord has placed us all together.
他在这里有一个托付。
And he has this entrustment.
他在这里有一个旨意。
And he has a will and purpose.
结果为着这个旨意，他召聚一切人。
And so he has called all of us here.
这些人，他要将这个旨意托付给他们。
And he has entrusted his purpose to us.
这些人必须要看见。
And that we need to be able to see.
必须要有一样的看见。
We need to have the same vision.
所以在以弗所书里面告诉我们要在真道上同归于一。
And so it says in Ephesians that we need to
become oneness in truth.
Become one in the truth.
Yes.
Have oneness in the truth.
Yeah. 那这里讲到有两个人他们是瞎的。
So these two were blind.
这个好像似乎在提醒我们
This reminds us
这个在这件事上的看见何等的重要
How important it is to have this vision to see
yeah, 这个关乎到主在这里的见证。
It speaks of the Lord's testimony here.
我们也许有些弟兄姊妹以前看见了。
Maybe we have brothers and sisters who were able to see before.
今天看不清楚了。
But today, the vision is blurry.
这也是对我自己提醒啊，不是光光讲别人。
It's a reminder for myself as well, not just a reminder to others.
也许看见一点点。
Maybe we see a little bit,
但看得不清楚。
But we don't see clearly.
今天以至于我们就落到了一种因为没有看见而一种失落的光景。
And so we may be in this condition of blindness where we're unable to see.
我们在这里的侍奉变成了责任。
And our service becomes a responsibility.
好像变成了日复一日年周复一周年复一年不断重复的事。
That we just do the same things over and over.
Yes.
As a routine.
Yes. 然后就慢慢失去了他原有的那个荣耀。
And we lose sight of that original glory.
结果主我们知道当我们在我们的侍奉当中真正遇见主的时候它是一个这个侍奉的本身的光景是不一样的。
We know that when we see our Lord in our service that the condition is very different.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank our Lord.
他不满足于这个。
He is not satisfied with this.
所以他会光照我们叫我们看见我们落在了一个黑暗的情形里。
So he shines his light upon us to show us that we are in this dark condition.
但是他叫我们落在这个黑暗里面，并不是为着就叫我们落在黑暗里惩罚我们。
But he doesn't leave us in this condition of darkness as discipline for us.
他要提醒我们，要催逼我们来找他。
But it is to remind us to seek him out.
所以这两个人啊，当他们在耶利哥门那个路旁这边乞讨的时候。
So these two, as they're begging on the roadside by Jericho,
耶稣要这里从这里经过
and hearing that Jesus was going to pass by,
他们就向主发出了呼喊
they started to call out and to shout.
这里讲跟前面是一样的，就大卫的子孙啊，
just
可怜我吧。
Just like the previous passage, Lord, have mercy on us, son of David.
结果他们就用同样的话问他们
and the Lord.Answer them with the same question.
你们要我为你们做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
我们结果这两个人就说我们要看见。
And they said, Lord, we want to see.
这是我们的机会啊。
This is their opportunity.
主今天也在我们里面问我们。
And the Lord today is asking us as well.
我们今天的侍奉到底在什么样的光景？
What kind of condition is our service in?
我们的聚会在怎样的光景里面?
What kind of condition is our gathering in?
是不是还有那个起初的荣耀?
Does it have this original glory?
是不是还有那个新鲜,从主领受的新鲜?
Does it have that freshness from the Lord?
还是不是明亮的? 还是不是明亮的?
Is it still shining bright?
不然的话,我们要到主面前来向他求。
If not, we need to come before the Lord and to plead with him.
求他在我们当中再做重新一次启示的工作。
That he would do that work of revelation once again in our midst.
这是新年我自己的一点感觉啊。
This is my own feeling in this new year.
因为我觉得这个好像日子 一天天过去。
Because it seems like the days just pass by.
好像很快，就像我们弟兄说，这个好像很快，这个年日 一年一年过去好快。
So quickly that the years have gone by.
我们到底在主面前有没有长进？
Have we matured? Have we grown in the Lord?
我们是不是在看见上面有不断的长进？
And are we growing in our vision?
是不是让主保守我们在这个看见里面的真实和明亮的里面？
May the Lord protect the vision and reality of this scene.
愿主祝福他自己的话。
May the Lord remember his word.
好，我自己这个我的交通就到这里。
I'll share to here.